This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Candidates for Denver mayor are weighing in on whether they'd support a ban on flavored tobacco products, including menthol. Mike Johnston says his focus now is on homelessness, housing, and public safety, but
if the council wants to bring it back and do it again, I'd happily be in conversation with them and think I could get to a position where I could support it if there are some protections for small businesses.
Kelly Broff says she supports a ban.
I would not veto it. I would let it go through. Like, we have to address the health of our youth.
Denver City Council passed a flavored tobacco ban in 2021. That was vetoed by outgoing Mayor Michael Hancock. Search and rescue officials in Colorado are working to keep up with increased demands on local rescue teams. That includes more funding and looking at recruitment challenges, says Jeff Sparhawk, the executive director of the Colorado Search and Rescue Association.
For most of the younger folks, if you're living in a mountain community, you're working multiple jobs, probably, and you don't necessarily have time for search and rescue.
Revenue from connecting state park passes to vehicle registrations is expected to add millions of dollars to search and rescue funding each year. The Denver Art Museum reopened a couple of popular galleries this weekend. CPR's Eden Lane.
Three galleries are reinstalled for the first time since the 2016 Denver Art Museum campus construction. Arts of Africa, Arts of Oceania, and Modern and Contemporary Art. They're also presented through a new curatorial lens. Curator of Modern and Contemporary Art, Rory Patikin.
Some works that have never been on view before, like our Michael Joust salt transfer cycle. We've uncovered our Richard Serra that's been behind a gallery wall on our fourth floor. Literally behind our gallery wall.
The galleries are open to the public starting May 14th, which is a free day for all. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.